Let's tear it up, up. And kick the dust up.
Kick the dust up.
Bar downtown, they got a line of people way out the door. $10 drinks, it's packed inside. I don't know what they're waiting for. Got me a jar full of clear. And I got that music for your ear. And it's like knock, knock, knock goes the diesel. If you really want to see the beautiful people, we go way out where there ain't nobody. We turn this cornfield into a party. Pedal to the floor, board it up in a photo, burning up a back row song. Let's back it on up. Fill your cup up. Let's tear it up, up. And kick the dust up. Come on. Just follow me down neath the 32 bridge. Y'all'll be glad you did. Kick it. We go way out. Let's kick the dust up.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Kamala Harris is spending the entire last day before the election in Pennsylvania, the state most likely to tip the race. Donald Trump will be there in North Carolina and in Michigan today. ABC's Jonathan Carl, who has covered Trump for 8 years now, talked to him by phone last night.
He did acknowledge to me something I never heard him acknowledge before, which is that I asked him, is there any way you could lose? And he said, yeah, I guess you could lose. Bad things could happen.
The final ABC News Ipsos poll of likely voters nationwide shows a race within the margin of error. 49% for Kamala Harris, 46% for Donald Trump. But 78 million Americans have already cast their ballots. Union machinists at Boeing are voting today whether to accept the company's latest contract offer or to continue their strike, which has lasted more than 7 weeks now. Actor James Vanderbeek says he's been diagnosed with colon cancer, says he was informed a tabloid was going to go with the news, so he had no choice but to make his own announcement. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Coming up this weekend, it's a make-and-take holiday porch pot party fundraiser at the Butcher and the Baker in Brantwood. You provide the container, and they will provide the decorations. There are three times available, beginning with Saturday, November 9th at 11 a.m., and then later the same day at 3 p.m., and then Sunday, November 10th at noon. The cost is $35, and there are limited class sizes, so be sure to sign up early. Pre-registration is required, and you can call Gail at 715-564-3152 or text 715-922-0324 to reserve your spot today. Once again, that's Saturday, November 9th at 11 a.m., and then later that day at 3 p.m., and then Sunday, November 10th at noon for a make-and-take holiday porch pot party fundraiser at the Butcher and the Baker in Brantwood. All proceeds will be benefiting Honduras Well Projects. Cattle shortages are affecting beef prices at local meat markets. Brittany Merlot has more.
Cattle shortages are affecting beef prices at meat markets. Geis Meat Market in Merrill has been dealing with a backlog of orders. Owner Andy Geis says customers would normally bring in 10 to 15 beef for harvest. Now they're only bringing in 7 or 8. So if you're looking to order a side of beef directly from them, you're going to have to wait until mid-January. And if you were hoping for the price of meat to start going down sometime soon, don't hold your breath. Geis says he suspects prices will keep rising with the wait because it takes a long time to replenish herds. A recent report from the Farm Bureau shows beef rates have hit a record high of over $8.15 per pound. It's impacting producers and consumers.
Find more news at 98qcountry.com and at civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Packers lose to the Lions. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers losing to the Lions in a game with heavy rain, 24-14 in favor of Detroit. Green Bay receivers dropping several passes. The Packers penalized 10 times for 67 yards. Matt LaFleur.
I was disappointed with the number of penalties and just self-inflicted wounds that we had, and you can't do that against a really good football team.
The Packers now 6-3 heading into the bye. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell at a loss for words after losing to the Iowa Hawkeyes 42-10.
Well, there's not a whole lot that words can say to explain, you know, how I feel. Just the same kind of thing he said in the locker room. It's really, really tough to put it to words right now. We're going to have to pick ourselves up. We're going to have to move forward, and we're going to have to find a way to make sure we're better.
The Badgers fall to 5-4. Baseball, Brewers outfielder Sal Frelick and second baseman Bryce Terang each named Gold Glove winners. The team declined closer Devin Williams' option for next season, although he remains on the roster for now. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Today's Title Town update is brought to you by Jack's Corner Bar.
From historic Title Town to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street, serves up a Super Bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken daily. Fridays, enjoy fish fry with salad bar. Saturdays, look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, take it to the house with a tasty prime rib with a championship salad bar. Game day breakfast on Sundays at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
This is the Title Town Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Another mistake-filled game, and this time it cost the Packers in their 24-14 loss to the division-leading Detroit Lions on Sunday at Lambeau Field. I'm Bill Scott. Packers racked up 411 yards of total offense, yet went 1-for-4 in the red zone, and for the third time this season, Matt LaFleur's team committed 10 penalties.
I was disappointed with the number of penalties and just self-inflicted wounds that we had, and I think when you look at the sequence in terms of them kicking 3 points right before the 2-minute drive, then we have a pick six, and then they come out the second half and score a touchdown. That's a lot to overcome right there. And
I'll have more from Title Town after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help to protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fires safe while also protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from the tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
The Packers, like the rest of the league, had no answer for Jared Goff. While the Packers struggled to handle the pigskin on a wet, rainy day at Lambeau, Goff completed 82% of his passes, and the rain was never an issue for the Lions, who were playing their first outdoor game of the season.
Just because we play indoors, it doesn't matter, man. We can play anywhere. We can play in the snow, we can play in the rain, play in the mud. That's just us, and we're built to win.
Dan Campbell's Lions are now 7-1, while the Packers are 6-3, but have 3 losses in the conference and are 0-2 in the division. I'm Bill Scott. More from Title Town tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
It is going to be cloudy, drizzly, scattered showers, even an isolated thunderstorm possible today. Our high 59 this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy, 39. Tomorrow, it is going to be cloudy with more rain likely and a high near 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
98 Q Country.
riding down the road trying to loosen my load. I got seven women on my mind. Four that wanna own me, two that wanna store me, one says she's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand and take it easy. Well, I'm standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona, such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at me. So come on, baby, don't say baby. I got to know if your sweet love is gonna save me.
Last night out of the blue, drifting off to the evening news, she said, honey, what would you do if you'd have never met me? I just laughed, said, I don't know. I could take a couple guesses though, and then tried to dig real deep. Said, darling, honestly, I do a lot more offshore fishing, probably eat more drive-through chicken, take a few strokes off my golf game. If I'd have never known your name, I'd still be driving that old green Nova. I probably never would have heard of yoga. I'd be a better football fan. But if I was a single man, alone and out there on the loose, well, I'd be looking for a woman like you. Tell that got her attention, so I said, oh yeah, I forgot to mention, I wouldn't trade a single day for 100 years the other way. She just smiled and rolled her eyes, yeah, she's heard all of my lines. I said, come on girl, seriously, if I hadn't been so lucky, I'd be shooting pool in my bachelor pad, playing bass in my cover band, stocking up cold Bud Light for poker every Tuesday night. Yeah, I'd have a dirt bike in the shed, not one throw pillow, a
I was a single man, alone and out there on the loose. Well, I'd be looking for a woman like you. She knows what a mess I'd be if I didn't have her here. But to be sure, I whispered in her ear, you know I get sick deep sea fishing, and you make the best fried chicken. I got a hopeless golf game, I love the sound of your name. I might miss that old green Nova, but I love watching you do yoga. I take a gold band on my hand over being a single man, 'cause honestly I don't know what I.
On with us.
So much fun.
98Q Country.
Said I was in my early 40s with a lot of life before me, when a moment came that stopped me on a dime. I spent most of the next days looking at the x-rays, talking about the options and talking about sweet time. I asked him when it sank in that this might really be the real end. How's it hit you when you get that kind of news? Man, what'd you do? And he said, I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu, and I looked deeper. I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. He said, I was finally the husband that most of the time I wasn't. I became a friend a friend would like to have. And all of a sudden going fishing wasn't such an imposition. And I went three times that year, I lost my dad. Well, I finally read the good book, and I took a good long hard look at what I'd do if I could do it all again. I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu, and I looked deeper, and I spoke sweeter, and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like dying. Like tomorrow was a gift and you got eternity to think about. What you do with it? What did you do with it? What did I do with it? What would I do with it? Skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds. Full name Fu Manchu, and I love. dying. To live like you were dying. To live like you were dying. To live like you were dying. To live like you were
Tim McGraw, 98Q Country. Hope your weekend was good. Joel here. We are so happy to have Gray back after a rough week last week, fighting off that bug and all that stuff. Gray,
good
welcome.
Morning,
welcome
Joel.
Back. Tomas is his best friend right now, even though the bug took away a little bit of his smell and taste buds a little bit, didn't it?
Yeah. I was telling Brianna, this coffee that I made identically to dozens of batches, it tastes like I just cracked a can of like supermarket canned energy drink coffee. It's got that weird quality to it. It is not the effort to return ratio is a little off here today.
Yeah, the bug is still real. The COVID bug is still real. That's what you had, and it's still out there. People got to still be very very proactive on whatever it is to battle that, because I tell you what, if what you had wasn't with a viral strong young man like you, it knocked you down pretty good, and you're a young healthy guy.
It got me bad.
Yeah.
I'm definitely not a gym rat. There are a lot of people a lot healthier than me, but I think I'm probably pretty comfortably in the middle. I don't exercise nearly enough, but I also am generally healthy with my habits. So yeah, I'm whip willow thin, and usually should have the tools at 30 years old to fight that. I told you earlier, Joel, I was scared for a couple days. If I didn't have a pulse oximeter and I wasn't able to verify that my oxygen saturation level was appropriate, it was specifically Tuesday and Wednesday, I was thinking, I'm looking up who's got room in the urgent care today. But luckily some fluids and my O2 stayed above 96 at all times pretty much. But actually, Joel, what this really was an elaborate scheme to stay home and therefore watch more political ads. I hadn't been getting enough of them, so I thought, you know, why don't I hold off from work? I can just stay home and mainline YouTube pre-roll ads.
And according to some people, avoid getting your head shaved, too. So,
No. We're not avoiding anything. I just didn't want to sink other ships with my ship as it sank last week. So
exactly.
We'll be in contact with Catkins about the best scheduling, I expect, later this week, hopefully. Mm-hmm. No official announcements yet, but this head's getting shaved. That's a fact. We got 10 grand. A lot of awesome people made a lot of amazing contributions. Thank you to everybody.
That was just a great day.
I'm really sad that this is the first chance that you and I have had to sit down together since then, really, because of being sick, because I kind of wanted to just bask in how cool that was. Thank you to everybody who's doing that. We will reward you with a video of me getting my head shaved.
Yeah.
And myself paraded around town with a very cold head. It's November. Why did I say that?
But yeah, and that Friday, I got a little bit emotional on that Friday, and I was listening to a podcast this past weekend, and it was with Bob Costas. Bob Costas was talking about times in his life that he's gotten emotional. He can't rationalize any of it. He says, some of my best friends will die and I have no emotion and don't shed a tear. And other times, all of a sudden, I break down. He came down to one word. He said, decency. He said, I seem to get emotional about decency. And I think that's why on Friday it hit me a little bit, because we hit 10,800, and it's just the decency of people to know that there's a need for our Catkins and stuff, and everybody just came forward, and it sometimes kind of hits you.
Yeah, and not to undervalue those larger donators. There were a couple, one anonymous donator of $1,000 at one point. So I mean, that's 10% of our goal. That's huge. But almost all of it passed that. I think something like 80-85% of it, on top of the bids on the items, it was a bunch of small pushes.
Yeah.
It was a huge pile of small pushes weighs just as much as one big heave.
Yeah.
And that's how a community gets the job done.
Yep. And if you pledged or bought something, come on in this week. Most of it, I think like almost 8,000 is in right now. So we're close. There's some people who have busy schedules. So come on in. What you bought is here, or if you made a pledge, come on in and
let us know that we'll make good on that. So Greg Gunderson show will resume this afternoon, right?
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock. Back better than ever.
Better than yesterday.
Better than yesterday. Greg Gunderson this afternoon here on 98Q.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts redefine real estate excellence. Collaborating closely with you, they craft tailored marketing campaigns that transcend expectations. Their strategic investments span local and out-of-state markets, leveraging both traditional and digital avenues. As the number one brokerage in the Northwoods, they can showcase your properties with professional photography, drone imagery, and groundbreaking 3D scans. Stay ahead with innovation. Choose Redmond Realty Group, where your unique needs drive their commitment to redefine the future of real estate. Elevate your property experience with Redmond Realty Group today.
Home ownership. At Progressive, we know it's part of the American dream. It's winds blowing across a fruited plain and also your new fire pit, which subsequently sets your gazebo ablaze. It's hard-hitting football and an even harder-hitting price estimate from your general contractor. That's a star-spangled bummer. It's also round-the-clock protection when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, which can help keep the American dream of home ownership alive and kicking. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Hers weight loss is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions supply. Wegovy and Ozempic are not compounded.
Everyone's talking about the breakthrough of weight loss drugs, but too few can access or afford them. Hers is changing that. At ForHers.com/start, you can access doctor-trusted weight loss plans tailored to you, like GLP-1 weekly injections with the same active ingredients as Ozempic and Wegovy, or oral medications at a fraction of the price. That's right. You'll save up to 89% per month on compounded semaglutide based on pricing through Hers, the same active ingredient as the name brand drug at 89% less. There's no hidden fees and no membership fees, just one low, transparent price. And the process is 100% online. If prescribed, your personalized plan ships free directly to your door. Get started at ForHers.com/start to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans that put you first. That's ForHers.com/start. ForHers.com/start.
Christmas, when we were growing up, was different. It was about being hunkered down in your hometown and hearing the same stories Dad always told about Christmases past. While I like those traditions, I wanted something easier. This year, we're all meeting in Alexandria, Minnesota. The kids, their kids, card games, hot chocolate, all the outdoor fun, and oh, we'll still tell stories, but we'll also be making new stories, too.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
This is Tom Tiffany. Wisconsin families are suffering because of Vice President Harris's open border policies. In Prairie du Chien, an illegal alien assaulted a mother. In Rusk County, a drunk driving illegal alien left three daughters without their father. Yet Democrats in Congress voted against deporting criminals like these. If you want to keep America safe and secure, then vote for Tom Tiffany. Paid for by Tiffany for Wisconsin.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be cloudy, drizzly, scattered showers, even an isolated thunderstorm possible today. Our high 59 this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy, 39 tomorrow. It is going to be cloudy with more rain likely and a high near 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
98Q Country.
could hit the county line. Hell, we'd do that all the time. Tell you what, if you don't mind, we could start with something new instead of waiting like we usually do. But start it with a good night kiss. My lips, your lips, baby, let's just keep getting there. Start it with a long goodbye. Get wrapped up tight. Let's spend all night right here. And start it with a good night kiss. I know that you told all your friends we were meeting up with them. I can call them all again and tell them we ain't coming. Let me find a little spot. Let me throw this thing in park. Let me light that little spark that gets you going like you do. Just tell me that you want to. Start it with a good night kiss. My lips, your lips, baby, let's just keep getting there. And start it with a long goodbye. Get wrapped up tight. Let's spend all night right here. And start it with a good night kiss. And start it with a good night kiss. I don't wanna wait. I don't wanna wait. Start it with a good night kiss. My lips, your lips. Start it with.
Country.
Living might mean
and Womack Country Classics brought to you by Park Manor, your home heart and history of Park Falls. ParkManorWY.com. They're on Facebook, too. Oh, I got the whole daylight savings thing done this weekend. So why do we do that? Why do we do daylight savings? Whose idea was this? Some people think Ben Franklin. He's often credited as the inventor of daylight savings time. After all, when you look at all the stuff that, you know, he did, it makes sense. For the one of the founders who once championed early waking and bedtimes as the key to success. So it's a myth, actually, that Franklin invented daylight savings time, although he did once suggest a similar idea in 1784, and it wasn't until like 100 years later that they actually took it and ran with it. Only 35% of countries, by the way, adjust their clock seasonally. So only 35% of countries around the world do this. So the first daylight savings time was not good. Marching into World War I, the U.S. adopted the European strategy of rationing energy by adjusting our civilian schedules. So with more daylight hours, homes and businesses could somewhat reduce their reliance on electricity and other fuels, redirecting those instead to the war efforts. But in the early part of the 20th century, early 1900s, timekeeping across the country was far from consistent. So in March of 1918, President Woodrow Wilson, you didn't realize you're going to learn something this morning, did you? President Woodrow Wilson signed legislation that created the country's five time zones. This was back in 1918. So that same month in 1918, on Easter Sunday, daylight savings time went into effect for the first time ever. Although the government's efforts to create consistent clocks wasn't good at first. Holiday celebrations were thrown off by the time change, and Americans lashed out with a variety of complaints, believing that the time change diminished attendance at religious service and everything because people didn't know what time it was. They couldn't communicate like we could now. So it was not good to start with. So in the U.S., daylight savings time once had a different nickname. It was, what was it called? I don't have time to... I'm reading through this with you. So because of its association with energy rationing during World War I, daylight savings time had a different name. It was called wartime. That wouldn't fly now. So wartime was initially the phrase. And dairy cows and farmers, not big fans. Anybody who owns a dog or a cat, not big fans, because they think they're on their schedule. They're not looking at a clock. So the 2 a.m. start time is all because of trains. It's not because, you know, it's just like a weird time. Trains are the reason why 2 a.m. is the official time that we do daylight savings. Some people have talked about just chucking it out the window. I don't know enough about it to say I am with it or without it. All I know is I appreciated the extra hour of sleep on Saturday night. That was kind of nice. And my dog now thinks that every minute of the day is supper. Every minute. I don't know how that translated to that, but that's how it's going.
Well, I'm a goner.
Crank it up. Let's kick it off.
Real country variety.
I love their
Pour me another drink. Cause I don't want to feel a thing no more. Hell no. I just want to sip till the pain wears off. Sing without her, so make them drink strong, cause brother C's gone, and if I'm ever gonna move on, I'ma need some whiskey glasses, cause I don't wanna see the truth. She's probably making out on the couch right now with someone new.
I'ma need a double shot of that heartbreak proof and see the world through whiskey glasses. Sing without her, so make them drink strong, cause brother C's gone, and if I'm ever gonna move on, I'ma need some whiskey glasses, cause I don't wanna see the truth. She's probably making out on the couch right now with someone new. Yeah, I'ma need some whiskey glasses if I'm gonna make it through. If I'ma be single, I'ma need a double shot. Knock 'em back, knock 'em back, knock 'em back, knock 'em back. Fill 'em up, fill 'em up, fill 'em up, fill 'em up. Cause if she ain't ever coming back, line 'em up, line 'em up, line 'em up, line 'em up. Knock 'em back, knock 'em back, knock 'em back, knock 'em back. Fill 'em up, fill 'em up, fill 'em up, fill 'em up. Cause if she ain't ever coming back, I'ma need some whiskey glasses. Cause I don't wanna see the truth.
Son, you gotta work late. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, cause there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Well, my mom and papa told me, son, you gotta make some money. If you wanna use a car to go riding next Sunday. Well, I didn't go to work, told the boss I was sick. Now you can't use a car cause you didn't work a lick. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, cause there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Take my problem to the United Nations. Well, I called the congressman and he said, quote, I'd like to help you, son, but you're too young to vote. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, cause there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Thank you.
summertime blue. Yeah, sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, 'cause there ain't no cure for the summertime blue. No, there ain't no cure for the summertime blue. Dog barking at the mailman, bringing that stack of bills overdue. Good morning, baby, how are you? Got a half hour, a quick shower, take a drink of milk, but the milk's gone sour. My funny face makes you laugh. Twist the top on and I put it back. There goes the washing machine. You start to cry, and baby, we'll just improvise. Well, plan B looks like Domino's pizza in the candlelight. Then we'll tiptoe to our room, make a little love that's overdue. But somebody had a bad dream. Mama and
Phil Vassar at 98Q Country. Now we got another hurricane maybe coming in. Well, yesterday afternoon, the National Hurricane Center designated potential tropical cyclone 18. The disturbance has been, they haven't named it yet, it's been brewing off the coast of Central America for about the past week, but it just developed a closed circular rotation, so they say that this could affect the Gulf. Possibly sometime in the next several days here. So hopefully that will not happen. I hope your Tuesday is good, as you some of you may be a bit stressed out over the election and all the stuff that's going on with that. I think you just need to take a deep breath, close your eyes, and be thankful for all the blessings that we have in this country, because there are a lot of them. That's not what some people want to make you think, but we are certainly blessed in this country. So let's just relax, get out, do your Democratic right, and get your vote out there, of course, tomorrow. And we will have Mike McKay stepping in next. We'll see what he's got from the weekend from 10 to 2. The return, ladies and gentlemen, of Greg Gunderson. And by the way, Wednesday, following Reality Radio, Wednesday at 10, will be the buzzing of the hare, like the running of the bulls. It'll be the buzzing of the hare on Wednesday at 10 to benefit Catkins, of course, as Gray will have his head. I got a lot of stocking caps. I was going through my closet over the weekend. Maybe I can borrow him a few. So Wednesday morning at 10 following Reality Radio will be the official buzzing. I hope your Monday is fabulous. We'll see you back in here again tomorrow morning. Mike McKay is coming in next.
Spring forward with your education. North Central Technical College is now enrolling for spring classes. Whether you want to explore new interests, advance your career, or earn college credits, NTC can help you succeed. With flexible scheduling, online classes, and expert faculty, you can fit education into your busy life. Need help applying, registering for classes, or with financial aid? Your local NTC campus is here to help. Visit ntc.edu or call the campus nearest you to get started.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hers weight loss is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions apply. Wegovy and Ozempic are not compounded.
Everyone's talking about the breakthrough of weight loss drugs, but too few can access or afford them. Hers is changing that. At forhers.com/start, you can access doctor-trusted weight loss plans tailored to you, like GLP-1 weekly injections with the same active ingredients as Ozempic and Wegovy, or oral medications at a fraction of the price. That's right. You'll save up to 89% per month on compounded semaglutide based on pricing through Hers, the same active ingredient as the name brand drug at 89% less. There's no hidden fees and no membership fees, just one low, transparent price. And the process is 100% online. If prescribed, your personalized plan ships free directly to your door. Get started at forhers.com/start to access affordable doctor-trusted weight loss plans that put you first. That's forhers.com/start. forhers.com/start.
Real quick, raise your hand if you want to lose an additional 4 bands a year. Go ahead and put your hands up. Put your hands up. You voted for Kamala Harris. Oh, okay. My fault. Good, because I don't think people understand that voting for Trump means you will lose an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. If Trump is elected, he plans to add a 60% tariff on all imports from China. Anything in your house that says made in China, take the price that you paid for and add 60%. He plans to add a 20% tariff on all imports coming from every other country. With Kamala Harris's opportunity economy, she's not hitting you with the sales tax of doom. She's providing tax cuts to the middle and working class, so that means you will save an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. Plus the $25,000 she's literally handing to new homebuyers, like, you know who to vote for in this November's election. It's Kamala Harris. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FFPAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
98Q Country.
She's more than just a pretty face in a late night bar. More than just a pair of tight jeans sitting in your car. She's more than a last call kiss or a one night stand. Remember, boy, you weren't the first to hold her hand. She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's everything. She's somebody's little girl, even if she's grown up and moved away. She's somebody's whole world. She's somebody's baby. And if you don't treat her right, hers won't be the only heart you're breaking. She's somebody's daughter. Her daddy bought her her first car, taught her how to drive, scared her senior prom date under that porch light. Her mama wiped away the tears from her first heartbreak and said, "Huh."